Hey folks, this is Ashley Jones with Big Sister Knows. Today is October 3rd, 2019. And let me tell you, Gordon has been sick this week with his first cold. So he's miserable, and Robbie and I are sleep deprived. And so it's times like this when we crave comfort food the most, but I simply don't have time to prepare it and do the cleanup, especially in the evening when Gordon is more clingy and cranky. So my solution? Cook something simple during the afternoon when things are a bit easier, and then reheat it and make quick sides at supper time. So before I made lunch today, I whipped up a large skillet of cowboy stir fry using some ingredients I had on hand. Now this isn't a pretty dish by any means, but the cream of mushroom soup and rich beach flavor make it the perfect comfort food. It also reheats well and makes several servings, so I won't have to cook tomorrow night, which I'm very happy about. So this is how you're going to make this. And you can go online to take a look at the actual recipe and print it out. But the list of ingredients are pretty simple. You're going to use some olive oil, onion, carrots, about a pound of ground beef, some seasoning to taste. I usually use salt, pepper, Lowry seasoned salt, and garlic powder, about a teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce. I really like better than bouillon beef flavor for this, but that is optional. And then a can of condensed cream of mushroom soup, the good old Campbell's standby. So you're going to heat that skillet, add your oil, onion, and carrots, and let that simmer for about 5 minutes or until the onion is translucent. And for those carrots, I like to chop them up using a food processor to get them really small. Once you get that done, you want to add your beef and season it to taste with your dry seasonings, your Worcestershire sauce, and your better than bouillon, and let that cook until done, about 7 minutes or so. Once that meat is browned, you can add your cream of mushroom soup, and I like to add about a tablespoon of water to thin it out a little bit. You combine those ingredients and let it simmer for about 5 minutes or until done. I typically serve this over rice, but I bet it would be really good over a small pasta like spirals. So refrigerate those leftovers and enjoy it until it runs out. About a couple days worth of dinner there. So I do hope you enjoy this very simple recipe. Please let me know what you think about it. You can find more on BigSisterKnows.com. Thanks. Have a good day.